These are the things in which she made a home. Her contributions to our sense of place were humble and put forth with great intent. Crafts which took weeks of stitching and unstitching, measuring, cutting, gathering. I realize how much in the home was done by hand and sweat. My father had laid the carpeting and linoleum. Mom had painted the same dinner chairs twice, sewed all the window treatments. My parents were quick fix averse, always in for the long haul. When the country road in front of their house had been widened to a highway, they complained but never entertained the idea of moving. I scan the kitchen and picture Mom paying bills, her perfect script, the way she always listed her occupation with pride, homemaker. I pull scraps of peeling wallpaper from unglued seams and corners. It comes off slowly and steady, like skin after a sunburn. Mementos, I tell Ike. I close my eyes. Now I can hear my mother everywhere. In the kitchen, in my bedroom, on the front porch. Turn off the television. Warm up the stove. Brush your hair. Put your father's shoes where I can't see them, in the trash. On Sunday, as promised, my realtor arrives a half hour before the potential buyers and their home inspector. Your house should look as perfect as possible, he said before I left for the weekend. Ike and I had come home to a spare house, some of our chairs, photographs, and Ike's art had been relocated, as the realtor had suggested, to let the place breathe. I see the realtor's convertible in the driveway. Sorry, I'm late, the realtor says. He rushes to the kitchen, as if he has immediately sensed disorder. He strokes the valance over the kitchen window. Is this velvet? He says. Are these cobwebs? I have placed scraps of rogue wallpaper next to my stove and another in the bathroom. These must come down, the realtor says, now. He pinches the curling shreds with his thumb and forefinger. Leave it, I say. They add charm. You'll never sell this house, he says, shaking his head in despair. A couple in a minivan pulls up in front of the house, followed by the home inspector in a pickup truck. They come to the door, their faces already twisted with scrutiny. She is small and blonde, and he is thick like an old football player. Hi, I say. Welcome. We're about to head out. The house is all yours.